Right? I graduated with honor and Leah barely graduated.
欢迎回到播客前女友的料。I'm your host, Leah. Welcome back to Ex-Girlfriend Material.
Hey guys, I'm your guest today. And my name is, you want to introduce me?
Yeah, 南加张伯驹, Southern California, Cecilia Chang.
I need Hong Kong 大楼, want to 包养me?
Is there anyone in Southern California want to sponsor 南加张伯驹 like forever? Please inbox me. I'm her manager.
Thank you. Okay, so what are we going to talk about today?
张伯驹真的长得很漂亮，很像张伯驹。
Thank you. 盗版的。I am 张伯驹 is what you see online, and I am what you get in the mail.
淘宝买家秀，卖家秀。
对对对对对。
Both of us went abroad when we were in high school, and after that, we continued our education at UC at San Gabriel. We are not pointing out which UC is it yet, okay? Just to keep our listeners interested.
Because you're a freaking mysterious Scorpio.
All the UCs has tons of Chinese anyways.
Yes, yes. Both of our UC has tons of Chinese. And then you probably guessed one because one of their name is related to Chinese. And we're not going to say it.
Right. So yeah, just so you guys know, we are 100% FOB enough to answer all your confusions about FOB.
Yep, that's true. We're so FOB. We're going to answer every single one of them.
FOB like us often face the stereotype that we are rolling cash.
Yeah, they think we're so rich that, you know, we were born in cash. Like, you know, we should have just like named ourselves cash.
Or dollar.
Converted dollars.
You can see all kinds of memes on Twitter and Instagram saying international students' lunchbox was filled with Chanel handmade noodles or Gucci fried rice. Is that true?
I mean, it could be true for some of us, for instance, me, but I know, like, for a broke fob like you, you eat dogs for lunch, then cats for dinner, right? That's your anti-aging secret. No, I'm just kidding.
Right. That's why Asian doesn't age, you know, because we eat dogs and cats all the time.
Yeah. People say, like, we eat all kinds of stuff. People even say, like, we eat, like, I don't know, like, rats and, like, people, come on.
I was trying so hard to fit in during high school. That's why I was eating a bag of Cheetos with a croissant sandwich for the whole school year.
Oh yeah, you know what? I had the same thing. I was living in homestay, and mm-hmm. every single day, my lunch was just a turkey sandwich, and it was a cold sandwich, and then wrapped with lettuce. So it had like, and the bread wasn't even white bread; it was whole green bread, lettuce, tomato. What is it called? What is this chicken called?
Turkey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Turkey is our friends. How could you eat turkey? I don't understand. We pack turkey at home.
Right? I sleep with turkey. I'm just kidding. I have turkey wake me up in the morning. They're like, whoa, 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 and then I wake up. That's my alarm, you know, guys. That's like upgrade. You guys don't know that. But yeah, anyways, people think like we eat really expensive food for lunch or dinner, but that's not true. Yeah. We're actually very down to earth. We actually don't spend that much money on like during regular days. It's just probably like when we hang out, it's just like any type of people that when we hang out, when we go to special restaurants during the weekends, then we spend more money than usual. But normally it's very, very simple lunch and dinner.
We're basic bitches, just like everybody else.
But hey, like, did you actually fit into the friends or the environment because you had ham cheese sandwich every day?
Not really, no.
I still hang out with FOB for the most of the times.
Exactly right. And then whenever, and then you know what? Some of my other fab friends stay true to themselves and they would like bring fried rice or like noodles every single day for lunch. And then like whenever they had lunch, I was just like, oh my God, I wish I had these. And I didn't fit in and I was also starving at the same time. That was so bad. But did you gain weight after like that bag of Cheeto every day?
After all, the only thing I was able to fit in was a size extra large.
I did like 20 pounds within one semester.
Not even joking, but my mom, she couldn't even recognize me when she picked me up from the airport. She was like, "What happened to you?" And I was like, "I don't
You.
know, Mom."
I'll never do that again if I could go back.
So what's for lunch for now if you go back?
Now I'll definitely just bring rice, bring anything that's Chinese, bring anything that's true to my root, you know. I'll just eat what I grew up eating because it's so
Yeah.
hard to eat something that you're not used to eat.
I
Like
know,
in
right?
like we grew up in our mom like mama's belly eating all these type of like noodle
Yeah.
rice.
Eating all kinds of dogs and cats.
That's
All
so
right,
true.
back to our topic. So, how do you define reach? How do you define reach?
Well, now I define rich, I mean, as if someone's financially independent and if they have a good spirit, I think that for me it's rich. But you know, for other people, when they see us, they think we are rich because we have all these handbags, we have expensive designer clothes, designer bags. You know, our dad probably like our dad never drove because he has a driver, blah, 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 blah. And I think for people, like when they think we're rich, they think of the material side.
Right. But still, Nick Young from Crazy Rich Asians described his family as.
Quite comfortable. Therefore, we should probably describe our families as not uncomfortable.
You know, if you speak Chinese, you know, like in China, we also say 小康家庭, right?
Oh, yeah, 小康家庭.
And then I feel like when I was talking to one of my friends, like a Chinese friend at once, you know, one day, she's actually from a really rich family. And she was like, oh, my family is only Xiao Kang, like only Xiao Kang. And I was like, so what is my family? Like, Di Bao Hu or what? You know what I mean? Yeah, I feel like when people have those stereotype of you know, us like international student or Chinese being rich, I think they're applying to those type of people, not really us.
Those are overly, what's that word?
Over exaggerated Instagram life.
These people are just living an extravagant life and they can describe themselves as rich, not really. Us, I mean, we could too because we're rich in spirit, but then we're not as rich as some people would think us would be, you know?
But we just can't disguise the fact that we do need to pay a bit extra to study away from home.
Yes, our living expenses, especially if you think about, you know, when we convert our money to dollar, we actually, yeah, it's actually quite a lot.
One thing I'm sure of. Every international student's parents must have a currency converter on their cell phones. Just because $1 worth like 7 or 6 times of RMB, therefore they do need to pay attention before they do the international wire transferring.
Exactly. And then if you spend that money in China, you could live a really, really comfortable life. Right? Or I think maybe it's just the same right now as if because you know if you live in big cities like Beijing, Shanghai, it's actually just as expensive as if you live in San
Plus,
Diego or
yeah,
LA
right.
or you know any like any big city in US.
I mean, Tokyo is expensive and Paris is expensive as well. It really depends on the locations.
Yes. And I must say some of the stuff in China is actually more expensive than here because of
Right.
taxes.
Yes, now you're talking.
Yes.
And also one thing I want to mention is that back in days, due to the single children policy, a lot of us do not have any siblings.
The thing is, most Chinese, millennials, especially millennials, are the only child, the golden child at their family.
Which means a pair of Chinese parents only need to pay for one
for
tutor.
Yeah, and then some of them overspoil that one child. So that results in that, you know, even the family could just be average or above the average, but because the parents is giving everything to the child, so they're living a life just
like that.
Right, exactly.
三代单传宝贝儿子. That's why he's like so spoiled.
I know, right? He better have a son too.
You know? Yeah, right, to continue his last name.
Yes. 他必须争点气他的老儿争点气。 Drew all the money that he spent, okay?
And also, we don't really have a job outside of school. Well, basically.
I mean, like, we can't really have a job because it's illegal to work.
Right.
Some people don't know that. They're like, yeah, they're like, oh, why don't you apply for financial aid? Why don't you?
We can't.
We cannot. We cannot even get, we can get scholarship, but even the scholarship that we apply is limited. It's not like, it's not like the local student where if there's 10 scholarship, they can they can apply for 10 out of 10 scholarship. For us, only if the scholarship program says this is open to international students, then we can apply. And we do not get grants. We do not get any loans from the government.
Mm-hmm.
And we do not get anything. And we cannot even work. We can only work on campus.
Right,
on campus. But then you know how campus pays, like, what, minimum wage an hour? And then they don't even give you that many hours. It's like, what, like 4 hours at most a week? People are calling us lazy without really knowing our situation.
Exactly.
So, yep, that's why we, actually, some students that I know, they don't have a job and they can't really apply for any of the beneficial programs. So they really save, like, you know, they don't spend much on their living expenses. They save their money mostly just to pay their tuition. And that's one of the things that people think that we just always spending, that we're so wasteful. But no, not everyone's like that. I want to say, actually, most of the students that I know are actually very good at savings, and they don't really spend unless they need to spend.
Am I one of them?
You, I mean, you're pretty generous, but I feel like some of the guys that we met, oh my god, they're so
stupid. Oh yeah. You know, the stereotype of FOFs that they always fight each other to pay the bills.
Oh, no. They're always like, let's just do this, like, AA stuff, you know?
Yeah, they're always like, what's your WIMO? Or do you want to just reach at me, your part?
Yes.
That's definitely not true.
That's definitely not true. They, I feel like sometimes they actually overdo it, you know? They do it in every occasion.
Mm-hmm. And many of my ABC friends are saying that all the FOFs are wearing Gucci from hand to toes. They're always well-dressed, even to the classroom. I mean, dude, who the hell knows if there is a future Jeffrey Bezos?
Or Elon Musk. Or Jack Ma's nephew, Zhang Yiming's cousin, in our classroom.
Right, you always need to put on your best game. And I actually have to agree on part of this one. We don't always dress Gucci from head to toes. We're not Gucci money. But we do, I feel like, I even get that. One of the guy, you know, remember, like, one of the guy that I talked to, he was born and raised in here. And he told me that even in his workplace, that those CBC, which means the Chinese-born Chinese, are more
CBC
well-dressed.
CBC is Canadian-born Chinese.
Anyways, he told me that, you know, people who are from China or, like, who are from overseas, especially, I mean, like, you know, like, he's basically saying that compared to local, the Chinese or the FOBs that we're referring to are more well-dressed than the locals. Which I agree. Like, I think I'm always well-dressed when I go to school. I don't want to be wearing slippers or, like, pajamas, which
it's
I know.
It's just, like, social norm in Asia.
Yeah.
Beauty.
And I and don't you think so that like the longer that we live in the US, actually the
The
less we
less we
dress up.
care, right?
Yeah, and then once we go back to China and we're just like, oh my God, everyone's dressing up so well, even if they're just going to throw away the trash. And then I'm just like, oh my God, where am I? I need to like upgrade my game.
I feel like US sense of fashion among the norm is less than stellar. That's why the Asian peoples are so stand out.
Yes.
And personally, for me, like I only dress up for the first 2 weeks at school.
Yeah, and then after that, we're
We don't care
just
anymore.
we don't care anymore because we just realized, you know what, there's not really a future Elon Musk or Jack Ma, so sorry, bye.
And especially like when I reached my 3rd year, I was like, I don't give a fuck. I dress whatever.
Because you know, there's no one else to really dress to impress, so or I shall say that we don't even need to dress to impress, we just always impress, okay.
Yeah, we do. 男家张柏芝。
And you're a Nanjia Tang Yan.
Oh, thank
You,
you.
oh my God, you guys look so alike. You guys are like siblings.
No, 我是胖版的, I'm the fatty version.
So I'm not the fat one. I'm probably the like the
You're too.
oversized one.
We are the US version. US size version of 张柏芝 and the Tang
Hey,
Yan.
that's actually really insulting to people who are in the US. They're like, are you saying we're fat? But you know, that is like another stereotype of Chinese people. Like they always think we're really
We don't
skinny, that we
eat.
don't get
Yeah.
fat. Yeah, but
The
we
thing
do
is,
get
my
fat.
mom, she's tiny. That's why. And we just got the genes. So, yeah. I'm not trying to show
Yeah,
off, but yeah, it's just
just
the truth.
the truth. And I feel like the food that we eat is just like less fattening in a sense. It's just really healthy and light.
Exactly. I'm always a size zero. Of course, I'll be stressed out when I'm in size extra large.
It's not like I'm trying to be a size zero. I was born this way.
Oh, that's good. I can never be size zero. I got butts. I got peachy butts.
I did too. I got the mini peach. And,
You know what I call my boyfriend? His ass is so flat. I call him flat bread, like pita bread. Do you know, like this pita bread?
I actually can tell a guy if he's a FOB or ABC by looking at their butt.
I think ABC guy has like a really good butt.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But FOBs, their
Oh,
butt are
yeah. Like you
so
can just tell
flat.
from their butt.
I
Yes.
do. I once spotted a Canadian-born Chinese in Beijing just by looking at his butt. I was like, 你是 ABC 吗? 然后他说, could be. I was like, 啊, 真的吗? 他说, CBC. 因为他的那个屁股真的是很翘
啊
，I would
yeah.
never see a butt like that in Beijing for my whole entire life. I was staring at his butt when I was in the elevator, and I just couldn't help myself. I was like, "你是中国人吗?" He was like, "Why?" 我说不像吗？我说看着像 ABC. 他说，"Oh, could be CBC."
'Cause you don't usually see one like this in Beijing, and I was even thinking to myself, I was like, are those implants?
Thank you. That is so true. That is so true. Like my boyfriend, he came here, like he came to the US at a really young age, but his butt is just still as flat as pita bread.
Just do more squats, guys. All the Chinese guys out there. Okay, listen to me. Squat.
Oh my God.
I work on
That's
my butt all the times.
I feel like butt is just like a next topic. Like, you know. It's like a big topic to talk about because like now because
Right.
before girls were like, oh my God, look at the Kardashians, like their body is not this like FOBs and like ABC or like you know the Westerner has just like different taste in women and like in terms of body shape. And but I feel
Right.
like now like you know like this S shape like this peachy butt is just being really popular and everyone's just doing more squat.
Also, everybody's doing more weight training as well.
One stereotype I think that's very true is Western guys, they love butts. You know, like boobs or buns, they
Not
choose buns.
only Western guys. I feel like all the guys, they're so into butt.
No. But I feel like if
No?
you talk to like a like a Chinese guy, like a father, it's always about boobs. Like even my
It
boyfriend,
depends on.
he's always like boobs, boobs, boobs. But
oh, he is.
I don't got any boobs.
Dump him. Cheat on him.
Yeah. That's the next one. Guys,
cheat on him.
You know he's gonna listen to this podcast, I'm pretty sure.
He is. Hi.
Don't worry, babe. I won't cheat on you.
Hi, my name is who am I? I'm drunk, Leah. I'm her twin sister. I only come out, you know, when she's drunk, so.
Yeah, but anyways, what's the other stereotypes that we have?
Chinese students often usually stay with their groups instead of trying to fit in, like, foreigner society.
I mean, that is true because I do see, like, Chinese people being in a group all the time. Being one myself, it's hard to, like, adapt to a new culture. And then sometimes not everyone's very welcoming. They always ask you some, like, really dumb question. And then you just, like, feel more easygoing and comfortable spending time with your own kind.
Yeah, whenever people ask me, like, where you come from, and I'll be like, oh, China. And then they'd be like, ni hao.
Exactly.
The worst accent.
I know. And then they always put out like a quiz for where you come from, where you are. Yeah. All that. It's just like, why? Like, why?
And they have no idea about your hometown. Like, they never heard of your home city unless you're home from Beijing or Shanghai.
Yeah. That's so true.
Mm-hmm.
And then they actually sometimes often just stare, like, throw you a list of stereotype and be like, oh, are you like that? Are you like this? Blah, 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 blah. And then you're just like, oh my God. By the time that I correct your stereotypes on me, I'm just better off with, like, my own friends. I feel like that's what, like, most students think. To be honest, like, going into a new culture is intimidating. When people complain about Chinese students being in a group, I feel like those people need to go out and then go to a new culture, go to a country that they never speak the language, and then try to fit into the locals and try to see, like, what it feels like.
Right. Just put yourself in our shoes and walk for a mile.
Yeah. And one thing I also have to say is that we just talked about, like, most students being the golden child and their family. So, yeah, like, you know, we always call them the paper tiger. Because at home, they're like the king,
that's
the queen.
That's what my mom called me.
Exactly. But when they go out, they're actually really shy and they're like introverts. They don't really, because at home, they don't have a sibling to talk to. So when they go out, some of them are not as outgoing as you think they are. So that's why going into a new culture and then meeting new people could be intimidating to them, especially if they don't speak the language that fluently.
We're not here for education anyways. We're here for vacation, right? We never study. We always hire somebody else to do our work. That's why we have a 4.0.
I graduated with honor, so duh.
I barely graduated. That's why I don't speak English. 我不知道我在说什么，所以。
Right? I graduated with honor and Leah barely graduated.
Graduated. 所以我今天说的任何东西我都不负责任好吗? If you feel offended, if you feel like I'm BS, you're right. I'm not gonna argue with you. 不然的话我就是那个 Karen.
Yeah, because we graduated from UC San Gabriel. We're known.
Right? Yeah. I have a confession to make. No one knows the story besides my roommate at that time. I was a broken ass basic bitch when I was in college. Especially on my last year. I was about to, you know, get graduated. I'm fully on myself. That's why I was, like, so worried. And 我就很cold当时. I was keeping my eye on my dollars. And I only shop at Trader Joe's. Only shopping Whole Foods, like, once or twice a year during that time. I even go to the thing called food bank at my college. For many of you probably didn't know that there is a food pantry in my college. Yes. 有一个小黑屋, 一个很creepy的小黑屋. where they offer you like 什么罐头红豆 dried nuts 还有什么 cilantro tomato tortilla sometimes. Each student have 10 points per week. Guess what? Every Tuesday after class, me and my roommate would be waiting in line to walk in the 小黑屋 and then get whatever we need. And she's like, oh, Leah, so you get this, I'll get that. I will never see any international students in that little 小黑屋 besides myself. 我就一学期我最后一个 quarter 每周都去那里。
Oh my god.
I probably showed up more in 小黑屋 than I showed up at Career Center.
I did. Or library in 4 years combined, right?
Right.
Oh my god. And people think like we eat like Chanel noodles and Gucci. And fried Gucci rice. Right? Yeah.
Just don't stereotype us, please. I can be more broke than all of you did.
Only if you had the hard times, then you're gonna appreciate the good times.
Right, right. 我去了 Tripoli 一年，我都没有加 guacamole.
Oh my god, that is so sad.
I'm not even kidding. Like when I got my first job, and I was like working my ass off, and I was working for pennies. Whenever I stepped in Tripoli, and I was like, I'll just have a chicken burrito because, you know, chicken is cheaper than steak. And but no guacamole because it's extra.
I never knew you struggled because remember the last year that we took a class together and we were sitting in the back? And then I just saw you bought like really expensive luggage online.
Did I?
You did.
You sure it wasn't a knockoff? You sure it was?
I don't know. It was like no. It was the actual website. It was like what is it called? I don't even know the name. Like Remova or something.
I don't have any Remova. No, it wasn't me. 你记错了。
No.
是你别的朋友。
No. Like that class. Remember, like the professor was like a woman. She wore glasses.
Oh, yeah.
She has accent.
I know what you're talking about. No, but I didn't. I don't have any Remova suitcase.
But then, like, you bought, like, a really expensive suitcase at the time. And then I was like, whoa.
No. No, I didn't.
You didn't?
I promise you. I don't have any suitcase worth more than $300.
No way. Oh, my God. Because that suitcase was, like, around, like, $900 to $1,000. I remember I saw that. I was like, whoo, girl.
No, it wasn't me. I promise it wasn't
me. Even till nowadays, I'm so happy that we talked about this because even till nowadays, I tell my mom that, hey, Leah is super rich. Because she bought a suitcase that's like $1,000. And then we just
talk about it. I want to call my lawyer, okay? You're just a bum.
Excuse me, I have one just by my side, okay? So don't play with me.
What can you do? So we're going to go to rob Remova.
Yep, let's do it.
Let's get a $900 suitcase for you and one $900 suitcase for me.
And we will get one more and just to the lucky audience, you know, you guys.
We should.
Whoever comments, like, and all that, we will give you one.
Inbox us if you have any unique FOB experiences
that you want to share with us. Welcome to like write us a comment and let us know.
We are two broke fob.
Two broke fob. We are the fob version of Broken Sisters. Is it called Broken Sister?
No, it's called Two Broke Girls. Yeah, Two Broke Girls. Caroline and Max. Yeah, Two Broke Girls, I'm sure.
Guys, I'm just even like too busy to even watch those, okay? You guys know. You guys know the stereotypes.
Why are you so busy?
Because I'm so broke, I have to work.
Okay, let's wrap it up. So, yeah. Leave us a 5-star review. Not a 4-star, not a 3-star. 5 stars only.
5 stars only, or don't leave it at all.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. Have a good one. Stay rich.